At the Hydro, it was all about Dan Keating's swinging back from heartbreak after missing London 2012. I'm Paul Smith, looking back at Team Scotland's gymnast success at Glasgow 2014. Dan made the miraculous return after a number of setbacks to compete at his home games. The 24-year-old told us he had to have a serious think about his career, but decided to give it one last go and give it everything he had, and it showed.
I don't think it's quite sunk in yet what we've actually done for Scottish gymnastics. On an individual level, yes, you know, I've achieved a gold on the pommel horse. We've managed to get the team a silver medal and an all-round silver medal for myself as well, but I think it's going to be a few weeks yet to realise, you know, the history we've made in gymnastics, what we've actually done.
The hard work certainly paid off. Dan is now Scotland's most decorated gymnast in Commonwealth Games history, following his stunning glory, and he hopes it'll inspire a new generation.
It's amazing. 10 years ago, gymnastics, you know, nobody knew about gymnastics, and we've just got better and better and better. And then obviously with Team GB doing so well at the Olympics, there was a lot of attention on gymnastics, so I felt like there was quite a lot of pressure on these Commonwealth Games, and I'm glad we delivered. I started when I was 5 years old. The reason I started was because my dad was a kickboxer and he wanted me to obviously follow in his footsteps, and at that age I was too young for the fighting insurance at his kickboxing club, so he took me along to gymnastics to get me flexible for the kicks. But I picked off on stuff so easy, and you know, I enjoyed it so much I just stuck at it.
But let's not forget about the other Daniel. If the Highland Fling Cam picked you out at the Games, you were supposed to dance a jig on the big screen for your fellow spectators. When it lit upon Dan Purvis, he froze, but happily showed no hesitation on the parallel bars to win Scotland's second gold at the gymnastics, blowing the roof off the Hydro.
Each medal means so much to me. You know, the team medal was the first. It was the first historic silver. And I love to do that with my teammates. And then, you know, individual bronze was fantastic on the rings. And then to top it all off from last apparatus was a gold medal on P-Bar, which I'm still over the moon about. I think it was quite exciting when a crowd put you for you to go last. And, you know, I was hoping just to get in the top three. And, you know, watching my routine back, it was better than I've probably trained it. And I think that had a lot to do with the crowd and, you know, just wanting to do my best.
What a fantastic springboard for the Scottish team in Gold Coast in 2018.